You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The New York State agencies tasked with overseeing the private security industry are struggling to uphold training standards. A new city limits investigation out today reveals a tangled, incomplete, and insufficient training system in the state, one in which it's even possible to buy a certificate without going through mandatory training. It's a major part of the New York security system. Guards are the eyes and ears of the city in many ways. The Security Guard Act of 1992 was intended to professionalize the system, but there's been few updates since then, and oversight and proper training are lacking. City Limits reporter Adam Wisniewski joins us now to discuss his investigation. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
So what does it take to become a licensed guard in New York?
So it's relatively easy to become a security guard in New York State, even if you follow the rules. So you have to be 18 years old. You have to go through an 8-hour training course, and you have to not have been convicted of a felony. And that's it. Basically, the training courses vary. There's, you know, about 400 schools actively in New York State, and what they teach is varied too. And so, you know, we found a very messy system of schools where the price is different. You can pay $30, you can pay $80. It makes this system where you can literally just buy yourself an approval by the state.
On a larger level, it's really kind of one size fits all, right? For guards, whether you're guarding a Rite Aid or whether you're guarding the Statue of Liberty. So, you know, why is that? And is there any effort to kind of better tailor training requirements?
Well, yeah, in 1992, the state passed the Security Guard Act, which was great. It was seen as like a landmark, piece of legislation for regulating the private security industry. And, you know, that was 25 years ago, and now it is outdated. You know, there's other states that have more progressive laws, and New York State doesn't see any difference between a guard who is in, you know, Erie County or in upstate and a guard who is working, at One World Trade Center. And, you know, even within New York City, a guard working at, you know, on East Fordham Road at a retail store has to do the same training requirements as a guard working at the Statue of Liberty.
And what are these diploma mills? How do they work?
There's schools out there that you can show up and you pay $30 to get your 8-hour training and you're not there for the whole time. Or there's schools where every year you're supposed to go through this annual training as a guard, and you have these veteran guards in the same class with rookie guards, and they're supposed to be getting different training. And it just speaks to this whole system of training schools that, you know, a lot of them don't really take it seriously. The state actually, the agency tasked with, overseeing the training schools, you know, they've talked to them a lot over the last few months. And, you know, I get the idea that they're doing everything they can, but their staffing has been like hacked away. They, you know, they're half what they were, you know, even I think 10 years ago. They don't have the budget and they don't have the people to track down all these schools.
It's the Department of Criminal Justice Services that's in charge of overseeing the training of these tens of thousands of police and security officers. So,
right.
So what are the challenges they face?
It's just really hard for them to find the bad guys.
The bad actors and bad the trainers.
Actors, yeah.
The trainers.
Yeah, because they're on a kind of outdated system. It's paper-based. So the rosters that these schools submit is like a Scantron sheet, and they don't have an automatic system to like red flag if very basic things like if there's too many people on a roster for that class, like that's against the rules. They are moving to change that. It's going to be digital later this year, but you know, we're in 2016 and
right.
It's a Scantron sheet. So I think that they just don't have any sort of automatic complaint system. The rundown leads are based on complaints from students, but you know, that would take a student who goes to one of these schools, doesn't have to be there all day, and has to, and then goes and complains. When a lot of these guards, they have to take that training on their off day. Their employers aren't paying for it. They're paying for it out of their own pocket. So they don't really have a lot of motivation to even make a complaint. They show up and the guy says, oh, here's you're approved, half hour. They have the day off. You know, so there's not a lot of motivation for them even to complain if they want to. You only have to have like the really good soul that is going to complain to the state and say these guys are bad.
Adam Wisniewski's article about the state of security guards for City Limits comes out today. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to WNYC.